When Stockton University bought the Showboat Casino in Atlantic City in December, it was taking a gamble. It wanted to turn the building into a satellite campus, but legal restrictions stopped that plan. The same restrictions have also made it tough for the South Jersey school to sell the aging casino. But as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, those legal hurdles may soon dissolve.
A land covenant is an agreement between a property owner and a buyer, which restricts what the land can be used for once it's sold. In Showboat's case, one land covenant filed in the 1980s said it had to be used as a casino. Another filed just before Stockton bought it last year said it could not be used as a casino. Confusing, right? New Jersey State Senator Jim Whalen says the only way to straighten out such a complicated situation is to pass a bill that would exempt public entities like Stockton from previous land covenants.
It really is a mess. So there are times when rather than try to untangle this, you just have to cut the Gordian knot, as it were, and that's what we're trying to do.
Florida developer Glenn Straub recently agreed to buy the casino only if Showboat first worked out the conflict between the covenants. He's not so sure the bill would pass and says a better solution would be for Showboat to negotiate with the previous owners.
They'll get them all together, have a nice meeting, and they'll get it settled. It's a simple, simple thing to do. But in the meantime, the seller doesn't want to exert its energy and efforts to do that.
Stockton officials say they have met with the casinos, but won't get into specifics. It'll be months before any bill could actually become law because the state assembly is unlikely to reconvene before the November election. For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.